Hey everybody, welcome back to Dan Likes Games. My name is Dan, and as always, I like games. And this episode, I'm going to be talking about the short bluffing game Coup. But before I do, let's jump into some games and news that I found interesting this week. Kicking things off is the very recently just announced game from Garfield Games, and that is Legacy of Yu. So, Legacy of Yu is a solo-only campaign game being designed by Shim Phillips and of course published by Garfield Games. In Legacy of Yu, you play as Yu, who has been tasked with the challenge of protecting this little village from the flooding that happens every year. Thematically, what happened is you built a bunch of canals so that when the floods came, instead of sweeping through the village, the waters would just go out through these canals. And so in this game, that is exactly what you're doing. And it plays very similar to a co-op, except for it's just one player. You could probably play it two or more players if you're just collectively making the decisions. And you play through a campaign. It says here that it's a non-linear, fully resettable campaign game. So what that means exactly, I don't know, but it sounds very interesting. I've got the chance to play test it quite a few times, and I've really enjoyed it. It's possibly my favorite solo game I've played, and I'm really looking forward to getting the final product. So that's Legacy of Yu from Garfield Games. Next is some kind of sad but also exciting news in the board game industry world, and this is even in the board game podcast world. And that is Tom Vassell announced in a recent episode of the Dice Tower, episode 140, that they were ending the Dice Tower podcast. And now that's sad. I've been listening to the Dice Tower for probably going on 5, 6, 7 years now, and I love their podcast. I enjoy listening to it each time it comes out. And Tom and Eric are just great voices in the industry. So it's sad to see that they're ending it, but Tom has explained a good reason as to why he wants to end it, and it makes sense. And he's also said that this won't be the last you've heard of them on a podcast. Him and Eric are going to be doing something new, bring out something that's a bit more conversational, and I'm interested to see what they've got going on. So, as it is sad news, it's also exciting to see what comes next from them. And lastly, before we go into Coup, the next game I want to talk about that has my interest is a new game coming from Gale Force 9. Now, Gale Force 9 are the people that designed Dune, the original Dune game, published the original Dune game, and Dune Betrayal, or Betrayer, Dune Betrayal, which is coming out soon and I'm very much looking forward to. And they have announced recently and are bringing out Wise Guys. The pre-order's just opened. And Wise Guys, you play as Prohibition era Chicago gangsters. You are mobsters going around trying to control different locations, trying to sell booze, literally get away with murder, drive your car around, shoot up places, the sort of things you expect Chicago mobsters to do. It looks very similar and reminiscent to a game called, oh, the game has slipped my mind, Crimeopolis, that's it, by Shill Mill Games. And it is this game, Wise Guys, is a re-implementation of the Sons of Anarchy board game. I always thought the Sons of Anarchy board game looked great, but I never had any attachment to the Sons of Anarchy theme. So this is the same game, but they've put on a generic mobster theme, which looks quite cool. I'm quite interested in this one, and I'd like to really get a chance to play it. So, I am talking in this episode today about Coup. Coup is a card game designed by Riki Tahta and published by Indie Boards and Cards. Now, Indie Boards and Cards is bought by Stronghold Games, but this was Coup came out before Indie Boards and Cards was bought by them. In Coup, you are playing as the head of an organization trying to sway the government into your control, more or less. You are playing as various people, and you are trying to manipulate government officials, so like dukes and countesses, ambassadors, that sort of thing. You're using them to your power. Each game, everyone will be dealt two cards, and these two cards are both your influence, so they will have different characters on them, and they're your life. If you lose both of your influence, you're out of the game. So you look at your two influence, your two characters, and you put them down, and then throughout the game, it's very simple. You just take one action on your turn, and there's a list of actions that you can do. There's various actions that anybody can do. You can take income, that is to just take one coin. You can take foreign aid, which is to take two coins, but that can be blocked, and I'll explain later. Or you can coup, which is to pay 7 coins to remove someone's influence, which cannot be blocked. So those are your basic actions. Then there is a whole list of other actions. So, for example, there is the tax action, which only the Duke can take. You take 3 coins from the treasury. The Duke can also block someone from taking foreign aid. There is an assassin. You pay 3 coins to kill someone else's character. The assassin can be blocked by various different characters. There's a captain, you steal coins. There's an ambassador, you switch cards out, etc., etc. So you need specific characters to perform those specific actions. However, because your influence or characters are face down, you can just bluff. You can just pretend to have the Duke and take 3 coins. You can pretend to have the captain and steal from someone. However, what you are risking when you bluff that is someone can challenge you. Someone can say, actually, I don't think you do have the Duke. Now you have then the option to either reveal a Duke and they will be wrong and they will lose an influence. They will lose a life. It's a risk challenging someone unless you absolutely know for sure that they don't have one. Or you can, if you didn't have a Duke, for example, and you got called out for using the Duke's power, you would then lose one of your characters and you lose a life. So there's a risk bluffing it. So it's a really great balance of trying to do the actions you can do and trick someone into challenging you. That's almost always how you'll get someone out, is getting them to challenge you by pretending you don't have a character you do. Or you will be able to accrue enough money to coup people by pretending to have characters that you don't. And it's got this really great back and forth. I just went away to a camp this past week. We were there for 5 days and we played a lot of coup. We played over 10 games. And immediately shot up in the number of plays, and we just had a brilliant time. It's super simple. A bunch of them hadn't played it before. One of the people that were on the camp with us doesn't play games much at all, so he's quite new to games, and he loved it. He loved the bluffing mechanism, even if he wasn't great at it. He loved just being able to pretend to have a character and fool people, or even if he got called out, it would be like, ah, you got me, you know, that sort of thing. And you get really good at the game. You get good at reading the cards that have been revealed, knowing what information you've seen from maybe looking in the deck or whatever, and just reading people. It's a very fun, simple game, one of the best small card games about it. This is going to be a short episode because there's not much more to say. If you want a short family game that's got great bluffing mechanisms but easy to learn, Coup is the brilliant game to get. It's about 15 minutes long playtime, but you're probably going to play over and over again. As I said, we played plenty of games at the camp. We would just play again and again and again and again. And it's just so much fun. You can get the Reformation expansion, which does add a little bit too. It adds a new character, which is a bit of fun. You get to look at other people's characters. And it adds a kind of team mechanism, which just makes you be able to play with more players without it becoming unfair. It's a great game. It's brilliant. And while we're talking about it, if you're really quick, until the 31st of January, so that's in 2 weeks' time, GameKings has a sale on for at the moment, and Coup is on sale. So if you check the link in the below, you can go to GameKings and order Coup. It is a referral link, so clicking it, and if you make the purchase, I'll get a small percentage of that, which I really do appreciate. It's great to see people supporting me and for me to be able to just get a little something out of it. So that's Coup, designed by Ricky Tata and published by Indie Boards and Cards. So what's coming up for me soon? Well, we started King's Dilemma. Spoiler alert, loved the first game of it. And hoping to play more of that, and I'll probably get the first of multiple reviews. I would like to kind of do like a play by report every now and then after maybe every 3 games or so. I'd like to do a small episode with one of the players and we just do a mini report of what happens. The first episode I do where I'm just going to review it, that will be spoiler free, but every other one will be a bonus episode and full of spoilers and spoiler warnings. I should have board game night at the end of the month, which will be good to get some games out. It'll just be a chill one. And I've got some new games on the way. I've got Golem coming around sometime in the next few weeks or so, and have ordered the Beowulf versus Red Riding Hood expansion for Unmatched. I'm very excited for that. Until then, thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to check me out on Instagram and Facebook at Dicespire. You can email me at dicespire@gmail.com, and you can find me in board games, my blog, etc., in the description below. Thank you for listening.